Philip Saint-Papier, these are in here today's date is 04/10/2023. Dictation is for Teresa Maria Juarez. Juarez spells J-U-A-R-E-Z. Teresa Maria spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 10/08/1967. This is it. A 55-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient says she was seen in the emergency room because of knee pain and leg pain. She was diagnosed with bursitis and internal derangement of her knee, and the DVT was ruled out. She indicated that in the emergency room she had CT scan of her lower extremity, a DVT, a Doppler ultrasound of her leg, and these studies were unremarkable, period. The CT scan did show some varicosities, some subcutaneous edema in the distal leg and ankle, but no other significant findings, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Obesity. High cholesterol. Next paragraph, surgical history. None. Next paragraph, last menstrual period. Patient is menopausal. The next paragraph, social history, denies alcohol, tobacco use, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98%, room air, blood pressure 134/1, pulse 62, respiration 18, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady, and no acute distress. Next paragraph. Bilateral knees. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort, inflection, and extension bilaterally. No effusion. Negative Ballotman test. Negative McMurray. Negative Lapman. Negative. Valgus, negative varus, period. She has diffuse tenderness in her joint, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is bilateral knee pain, probably DJD. Assessment number 2 is calf pain. Assessment number 3 is bursitis. Number 4, internal derangement of her knees. Next paragraph, a CT scan of her lower extremity was done in the ER, and that reveals no significant findings except for varicosities, subcutaneous edema in the distal leg and ankle. A ultrasound of her lower extremity was also done. DVT was ruled out. Next paragraph. She had multiple labs done at ER visit. I reviewed these labs, and these labs include CBC, CMP, and urinalysis. Labs are unremarkable, except for very small leukocytes in her urine, but she's asymptomatic. She denies frequency, urgency, painful urination period. Next paragraph, patient was reporting some discomfort in her left abdominal area. Exam was unremarkable. I offered patient an ultrasound, but declined because of funding period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was educated and given and advised to return to the clinic if worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we were closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, and a patient.